Hey you, welcome to Build the Damn Thing, a place where myself, Tiffany Largy, and our amazing Do the Damn Thing coaches show you how to use your story to build it all. Whether it's your first six figures, your next layer of multiple six figures, or maybe you're on your way to a million. And if it's not that, it's the life of your dreams, where you are free, you are strong, and you are whole. First, we're going to show you how to use your story to build a strong foundation. And then next, we're going to show you how to use your story in sales and marketing to clean up the cracks. And last but not least, we're going to show you how to use your story to gather people. Because the truth of the matter is that there's nothing stronger than being connected to people who just understand you as you are, where you are, so you can stop explaining yourself. I want to remind you that now that you're here, you are home, and I officially welcome you to our family. All right, let's get started.
Welcome to All Things Money. I'm so excited. Let me make sure we're live here on Instagram, because this is going to be new for me. Now, the truth is that there's all things money. There's two or three ways that I want you to think about money. And here's what's exciting. We're going to be here all week. I made a decision to do this because last week I was in the mountains with some of these amazing women who flew in from all across the world and other countries to spend backdoor time with me in this space of more. What does it mean to want more? What does it mean to desire more? What does it mean to ask for more? And it's like, my gosh, every time in 2023, 2022 that I ran across great humans who were just, what's the right word? I feel like they were trying to make apologies to other people for wanting more. And I thought that that was ridiculous. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be going through what does it mean to actually want more, to have more, to leverage more, to seek more. But I decided today that this week is going to be all things money. If you stay plugged into us, do DTDT Nation, or you can find me personally at Tiffany Largy, then some way, shape, form, or figure, we will absolutely, you'll be dialed into different content that's going in different places as we are teaching what is the money game, the money strategy, and how do we. One of the coolest things ever is me being reminded last week that we are stronger together. Now, this is not going to be a motivational journey. This is going to be me breaking down these three concepts of money. How do I make more money? What do I do with money once I have it? And then the third part of it is, how do I keep more of the money that I'm making? I can't tell you how sick it makes me sometimes when I look at great humans who are just spending money and not leveraging more of the money that they're spending. And it sounds nuts. It sounds like we have this whole game wrapped up, but I'm going to tell you, you imagine if you could make the same amount of money that you made last year, you make it this year, but somehow you're 25% richer. The name of the game is more, not more work, not more drama, not more of what we don't want, more of what our heart is vying for. Like, I got to a point a couple of years ago where I got sick and tired of trying to make accommodations for what I felt, people trying to make me feel guilty for wanting more. There's this idea out there, especially when it comes to women, that we can't have more, we can't want more because it's taboo. There's not really a place for it. Especially when we're a caregiver, we're just supposed to give and give and give and give and give. And then it's bad if we have a moment of wanting. Now, we take strides into saying, oh, well, I'm going to dive into self-care and that is me feeding my want. But is it really? If you think about the money that you've made or the moves that you've made, and at DTDT Nation, we're very, very clear that it's all about making boss moves. And wherever you are right now, I'm going to ask you to entertain me on social media, as this is my first time doing a week in a very long time. And I'm going to ask you to write the words boss moves only inside of whatever chat you have access to. Throughout every single day, I'm going to be doing two things. One, I'm going to be looking for the person who was commenting or connecting or asking questions the most, and I'm going to send them a gift. Every day, I'm going to choose a person, send them a gift. I'm going to highlight their name to at least 10,000 people that are on our list. That is first. The second thing is I'm going to be responding to all the questions and all of the comments. So if you have a very specific question or you have a comment, please go ahead and ask the question. Because the number one thing that I needed was the game. How do I do it? There is excuses that we can make about how I did or did not get it done. Or there is, man, I just. So let me give you this analogy. This morning, we brought in these two creamers. Now, what's interesting is that if I said to the team, if I said to everybody, hey, we have these two creamers here, these both look like really great bottles of something that I can put in my coffee. But the truth of the matter is that so often we settle for whatever is available. Now, I'm going to get into money, but first I got to get into how your mind's working around money. How your mind's working around the value around money. Because the truth is that this is available. Now, let's just say one of the things that I love the most is that I won't say their name because I want to respect them, but we have someone who we're praying for on a regular basis who drinks cold coffee all the time. And what's wild and true about this cold coffee endeavor is that they walk into the office, they see the things that are available, they stop what they're doing, and most of the time they head to some form of a store to go get ice because they have decided in their life that they're not going to drink hot coffee. Now, even though I'm concerned and worried about the person who's not drinking hot coffee, I just want to publicly make sure that that's documented. It doesn't change the fact that they make a decision not to settle for what's in front of them. My very first statement before I getting even into money and all of these amazing notes that I've written for you. If you walk in and you say to yourself, you know what? Wow, this is fantastic. I'm really grateful that you guys have this sweet cream, natural bliss, real milk and creamer, but I really only drink oat milk. I really only enjoy oat milk. There was a video that I did a couple of months ago because I walked into a Starbucks and in the Starbucks, there wasn't any creamer and there weren't any outlets. And I was really pissed off when I got inside of this thing because I'm like, why does Starbucks open their doors if they don't have espresso, they don't have creamer, they don't have oat milk, soy milk, regular milk, whole milk? I think they only had coconut milk. And I thought to myself, that's really bold. I was in this location in Los Angeles and they were out of 6 out of the 7 milks. Now, I thought to myself, you know, I could have settled like the other people who were there and gotten a coffee with coconut milk, but I know that I wouldn't have enjoyed it. So my very first statement before I get deeper into just money, it's like, man, what if you spent the rest of this year not doing the things that you don't really enjoy doing because you just don't want to do them? What if you stopped settling for whatever dollar was available to you just because you thought that that was or wasn't the only dollar? You know, every single chapter of my life, I have reflected on not only how I made money, but what have I done with money once I've made it. And it started from me making a decision to not settle for whatever was in front of me. I have to just put that there. I don't know where you are right now. And I do know that you've settled for regular milk cream, even though you really wanted oat milk at least one too many times in the last 45 days. I know you've drank hot coffee, even though you wanted cold coffee. I know that you have settled. I'm asking you right now to stop. Regardless of where you are, what I am going to tell you is that this series is going to either show you how to finish this year and take more of the dollars that you have and to make them go further. It's either going to show you the easy money that you're leaving on the table that you can implement immediately, because that's my guarantee. Everything that I'm going to teach, you can implement in at least 24, if not 48 hours. My goal is that you're done with it and can see and touch it within a week. No matter what platform you're watching this on, there will be no replays. And we're going to pull these down and all of these are headed into our DTDTU, which is our community, foundational training in which we teach all things money, mindset, and more. I want to start with, what are you doing with money? If you take the dollars that are out of your bank account and I'm going to do a high level, the next 4 days, I'm going to break them down into micro pieces. But I want to give you these three really simple things to think about. Number one, you have to think to yourself, like, for me, every dollar that I spend, no matter if it's in the business or me personally, I'm looking for a percentage of it to come back to me. If I head to the location, the thing, the place, and it's $100, and I let go of all $100 and I don't get any of them back, that means that every year or every month or every quarter, I have to work harder. The name of the game is not working harder. The name of the game is not working harder. Am I the only one who's like, let's just not work harder? The name of the game is not only not working harder. The name of the game, and I want to make sure I can see, can I see the actual messages myself? Can I see the data myself? Okay. So, got it. To the platform. Got it. Okay. Even if I enter,
actually, Facebook is more. You have 3 people that are commenting.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. So I want to see. Can you just? Oh, there's no way for me to do this. Okay, there's not going to be a way for me to do it. No problem. So for every dollar that I'm spending, I want to make sure that a percentage of it comes back. Let me ask you this. Number one. How much of every dollar, I want you to set a goal. I want you to set an idea. How much of every dollar that you spend, I don't care if it's on rent. I don't care if it's on gas. I don't care if it's on food. So here are the areas or categories that I'm looking for dollars to come back on. I'm looking for dollars to come back on gas. I'm looking for dollars to come back on food. I'm looking for dollars to come back on entertainment, hotels, flights. Those 5 categories. If there was a 6, it's supplies. Now, the extreme or side area is going to be every so often, every once in a while when it comes to my kids, or I've got to buy those kids shoes and things like that. Yes, sure. But I want you to think of building a system. The first thing you need to, like the first thing, the strongest thing that everybody could do right now is to take a moment and build a way for you to get some form of dollars back, no matter what you spend. I took about 3 or 4 hours this year and I built a system. Now, I've had multiple systems along the way, but as tools, apps become more sophisticated, I'm like, oh my gosh, we can do that. Like the other day, I was looking at an app that I have, and I have this app where we get cash back on gas. And this morning, they sent me an email. I almost want to show you the email. The email sent to me and this morning that we can get $1 back on every gas of gallon. Now, stay with a gallon of gas. Now, stay with me. That doesn't sound like a big deal. But for the person who's like, man, I need more help. I'm trying to hire someone to help me. For the person who's like, I hate cooking. I flipping hate cooking. And I'm frustrated doing it. If you're like, man, I hate cooking. I hate cleaning. I don't want to do all these things myself. Or maybe you're like, none of that. I just want to go somewhere. I want to get away. And you're looking for the money within your budget to do so, and it's not there. Let me tell you where it's hiding. It's hiding inside of the cash that you're leaving with other people. I just gave you the 5 areas that you should be getting some form of dollars back. Now, someone is going to tell me, Tiffany, will I get those dollars back with my credit card? There is so much more money to get back than just with your credit card. So first statement, first thought, first thing I'm going to ask you to make a note here somewhere. There's more money to get back than just with my credit card. Credit card cashbacks and things like that, whether it's American or American Express or American Airlines, they're all great. They're fantastic. And there is a way and name to that game. That's good. But there are even easier ways for me than keeping track of with one and moving things around. And so I want to give you the categories again: gas, food, supplies, hotel, flights, and supplies. And then the 7th category would be shoes, clothes, accessories, things like that. Nothing is more frustrating for me than to think of how much money we leave on the table. Now, if it's 2 to 3%, or 10%, I'm aiming for about 10%. 10% of $100,000 is $10,000. Am I right? It's Monday morning. It's Monday morning. 10% of $100,000 is $10,000. So if you're running a business or you have a six-figure life right now and you spend $100,000 doing all the things in your life, imagine if at the end of the year you had an extra $10,000 just sitting somewhere. Cut the number in half. Imagine if you had $5,000 just sitting somewhere. A couple of months ago, I was bewildered when I looked into an app and I saw that I had a couple hundred dollars to go spend in gift cards. And I was like, this is crazy because I can use these gift cards to go to Starbucks. I can go to Home Depot, but then I could also just put the dollars in my bank account. And that's when I said to myself, you know what? I've been doing this stuff for so long and I don't teach it. These are the five. The second thing I'm going to say, so there's how much of the dollars that I am spending and am I actually getting back? This is first. The second thing I'm going to say is that it's not just about spending money and then getting it back. The other part of this, right? So the other cool part of this is that there's a note coming. Uh-huh. Just tell me.
Look right here.
I'm looking in the wrong place. Here. Hi. Hello. Hello. He's like, stop looking at the wall. What are you doing? Okay. I'm so sorry. Hello. So now I'm going to look at the ground. It's going to be great. No, this is going to be awesome. So the very first is I need to have my money go further. The second thing is that I need to stop spending all things on a card. So I'm going to stop there, but I really want this to sink in for the right person. The more you swipe your card, the more desensitized you are to how you're spending. And I'm not going to go too much into that, but swiping your card nonstop, endlessly, is a dangerous way of just being. And so as tempting as it is for me to swipe my card all the time, I don't swipe my card all the time. And I just want you to ask yourself a question as I get ready for the rest of the week. How often do you actually use cash to do things? How often do you use cash to do things? The amount of interest that you're paying, the amount of markup that you're paying, and the amount of inability that you have to change the price of the item in front of you is ridiculous. I'll tell you, I can't even give you a number as to how many times I've changed the price of the item in front of me because of the fact that I'm offering the merchant cash. Every time that there's a purchase paid, I don't care if it's like a pair of headphones. I did this on a camera a couple of years ago. The guy said to me, I asked him, how much are you paying? Let me just give you an idea for what kind of game and dollars are just out there. The guy, I asked the guy, how much are you paying for your credit card processing fees? And I think he told me it was like 2.5%, 9%, something like that. And I said to him, great, awesome. If I give you cash, will you give me a discount of about 6 or 7%? Now this camera was about $3,000-$4,000. This camera was about $3,000-$4,000. And I managed to get maybe $600 off of the total price simply by me using cash versus the card. Now, I'm just throwing some ideas out in these categories because I want to get you started in thinking before I get into the mechanics for the rest of this week. Using cash at a gas station will allow you to save 10 cents per gallon on the average. Like, just an example. Using cash will allow you so much flexibility, especially when it comes to small business. You can use this for food. You can use this for restaurants, maybe not all restaurants. And maybe not just hood restaurants, but you could use this for restaurants for sure. The other place is in gas, as I said, but there are other items. Like there are swap meets, flea markets. I love going to farmers markets for fruits and vegetables because especially when I go right at around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, when they're closing up, I bring cash and I simply clean out whatever they did not sell. And I'm getting fruits and vegetables grown most of the time organically for pennies on the dollar. Like, there's just money being left on the table. And I don't know about you, but for me, I work so hard to keep the dollars to do the things, to spend it in the areas and the places that I care about. Money cannot be an item that you pick up sometimes and you let go of others. It has to be something that is like a close friend or a sister or a brother, something that you hold on to. Because let me tell you, what money does is it allows you to hold a respect for yourself. And I don't know that this is so much at first about how to make it as much as how to treat it. I feel like sometimes we want bigger and better things to happen, but we don't respect money and we don't treat money well. And so because we don't treat money well and we become disrespectful with money, I almost feel like somewhere in the world of this universe that money then disrespects us. Does that even make any sense? Like, I feel like I am walking through the opportunity that you have right now, not only to get in the driver's seat, but to be true to your own personal objectives and goals. And even though every day I won't be breaking down money strategies in this way, I will be walking through ways that we can make money. I will be walking through ways that we can invest money. I will be walking through what would and how do I spend a dollar on. What I know for sure is that I wish that someone had told me a decade earlier all the things that could be done with money. It would have saved me so much heartache. But more importantly for me, I probably have given away like $2-3 million just by not knowing. Imagine if you were $10,000 richer right now, $200,000 richer. Like, how much money have you just given away in processing fees? How much money have you just given away in the lack of knowing or the lack of access or the lack of the resource? Like, this is just a moment of consciousness. Like, if you had to give a number, what do you think that number would be? Like, if you had to give a number, as I sit and think about it for a moment, if you had to give a number, what would that number be? For me, the reason why I decided to do this specifically, especially for women, not that all people are not welcome, but especially for women, is because I know for a fact that I have wasted and lost and given away so much money by just not knowing. By just not knowing. So the third is in additional streams of revenue. Let me tell you, there are core streams of revenue, and I'll get to some of the core later on this week. But I even want to make you aware of this cool thing that we have access to. I know this is going to blow your mind. It's called the internet. The internet has allowed for people to do the wildest things, like fill out applications and press submit. Put in their phone number, their name, their email address. The reason why. Do you know how many applications there are right now for grants? There's so much money out there, and I don't mean grant writing. I mean the she lady of the world, the she wonder of the world, grants that are out there for people to make money with and for. There is money inside of grants. I've probably been the recipient of at least, I don't know, maybe $30,000 in the last few years in just grant money, just pure dollars that I don't have to pay back simply by filling out an application about something that we're doing, something that's happening, something that we need. There's grants if you're a woman. There's grants if you're a Black woman. There's grants if you're an Asian woman. There's grants if you're a young woman. There's grants if you're just starting a product-based business. There's grants if you are a service-based business. Like, there's grants for just about every industry. And I'm not talking about the fancy ones that you do with the government. I'm talking about by companies like L'Oreal, by companies like Macy's, Goldman Sachs. There's a grant right now, I believe, out for Starbucks. Like, I can't tell you how many grants there are out right now. The other ways that people are making money. So I think I should have called this the ways, like the 10 ways. Okay. I have about two more up my sleeve. So there's this next way in which people have made money, and it's through sweepstakes. I know this is going to sound crazy. Stay with me. This is insane. So outside of our core dollars in which you sell a product or service and you make money that way, which I'm going to get into, I want to talk about some other things because I feel like sometimes we just don't know how to get our hands on a few dollars, a few extra dollars. I'm giving you all of the ways that I've made $10,000 or more in my lifetime that are unconventional, that are outside of a business or a product or service to start first. Because for me, these are the fun things that I used to do with my kids. One of the other ways in which I used to make money was through sweepstakes. I know this sounds crazy, but I used to make money through sweepstakes. I used to get all types of things, all types of items, and I would fill out sweepstakes. Now, I wouldn't hunt through the internet. In each and every one of these, I have a sheet. So I have a sheet of everywhere that you should get cash back, everywhere. And I'm going to add that I'm going to create them, I probably create a book or a guide, and I'm going to place it inside of DTDTU. So for those of you inside of DTDTU, I'll make sure it's there. Everywhere that I get cash back, and I love it. The second is everywhere that I am maximizing the dollars, and I love it. The third is everywhere that I have got grants, just grants, places and where to look for grants right now that you can fill out. The next, the last is in sweepstakes. I know this sounds crazy, but there are easy places that you could spend an hour's worth of time a week. You know what I've won through sweepstakes? I've probably up $40,000 or $50,000, maybe $60,000. You know what I won through a sweepstakes? I know, I don't even think I've ever told anybody, a car. Did you ever know that? I won a whole car. Yes. An amazing sports car. I have, like, there are so many ways that people can just enrich their lives and add more dollars and add more flow and add more things into their life simply via spending a little bit of time. Now, I've given you five random ways because I want you to think outside the box. If you run a business right now and you're like, Tiffany, I'm going to put these things in place. I need to put some things in place. Great. The rest of this week is going to serve you. And for those of you inside of our community, absolutely, we'll spend all the time hammering and nailing the individual strategies. But some of the ways during my lifetime that I've enriched my life, that I've created more wealth or more excitement in my life, has been by me adding these other ways. I won't even call them revenue streams because they're just plain old fun for me. I won't call them revenue streams. They used to be just plain old fun. They don't take a lot of time. Last week, I was telling the women in the mountains at the More Women's Retreat, how I used to coupon. I used to be a couponer. So I know this is going wild. But I would make thousands and thousands of dollars a month by paying low dollars for an item, taking it into a store or taking it somewhere else and flipping it. Like, I literally want you to know right now how much in control you are. Like, real talk, Sarah, Michelle, Leah, Chris, Jacqueline, like, I want you to know in our community how in control you are. And if you've tried any of these or you have questions of any of these, please, can you ask me right now? Just put at TiffanyLargy.com. There is no open invitation today for you to join us inside of anywhere. What there will be is an open invitation for you to get on the phone and talk to us. That's what will happen. I know for a fact that if it wasn't me, in like, burnout is real. Mental like weight is real. As you're trying to build something, especially when you're building something that nobody can see, when you're building something and your whole family thinks you're nuts, the way that I broke up that picture was by me making a different decision to add some fun, involve my family into other ways of making dollars. It allowed for me to make the art of pursuing more not as weighty. It allowed me to say, okay, great, I'm going to have $20,000 that comes in over here. So therefore, I can take off extra time during December. I can take off extra time during November. I can do something more. The name of the game is just to do something more. I've given a handful of like ideas around dollars and other ways that I've made money. If I had to segment my week and time, it would be to make 8 to 5, or for me, 8 to 7 during the week, the time that I'm working on my core business. And for me, the weekends should be for you. Does it always go like that? No. There are many weekends where I am working on a project or something I want to finish has to do with DTDT or something else on hand, or I'm at an experience at an event and something like that feels amazing. I want to stay right there. But I want to encourage you to consider taking the time to just build something. And it might not be building an additional dollar. It might just be building fun. It might just be building fun. It might be getting, saying, great, I only make $50,000 for the year, which is A-okay. And then saying to yourself, I'm going to find a way to save on 7 of the $50,000 I'm spending. So that way I have $7,000 more at the end of this year. You cannot take any of this money with you. So hoarding it and putting it in a bank is stupid. But what you can take with you, what you absolutely can take with you, is more experiences, more fun, and more memories. I truly want in my heart for every single human to have more and to stop feeling guilty for wanting more. Stop feeling guilty for wanting more. Stop feeling looked at, ridiculed, made fun of for wanting more. No. Like, I can't even fool around with that. If we can't want or desire more, then what can we do? Like, in all honesty, if we can't want or desire more, then what is that? That doesn't even make any sense. So I feel really good about what I've walked through today. The name of the game is, number one, how much of every dollar do you get to put back in your pocket? Simple question. If your answer is zero, you're doing life wrong. Especially if you're in the US, you're doing life wrong. You're doing money wrong. I have a really good friend of mine, and she says something all the time that she was taught by a billionaire. And when she shared this with me, it was like game changer. She said that, you know, the number one way in which billionaires, especially some of the older school ones who made money in more conventional ways, and I mean conventional before the internet and all of that, before the internet boom, is that they just focus on recycling their money. Like, so that way, if they spend a dollar, somehow that dollar comes back to them. Like, they spend a dollar, but that dollar comes back to them. Like, I'm great. I'm happy to go and spend money on a thing, but I want to spend money on a thing and I want the thing to come back to me. I don't want to just spend money for the sake of spending money. And it has nothing to do with a rainy day. I'm not even interested in you seeing all those rainy days. I'm really interested in you just being able to do more with wherever you are, with what you have. I want to see you have a $3,000 vacation versus a $1,600 vacation. I want to see you buy shoes that you love. I want to see you hire someone. I want to see you. Let me tell you, I made $52,000 a year, and my greatest gift from $52,000, I think I'm exaggerating that number. I probably made like $40,000 a year when I was in Miami, and Jada was like 5 and Maya was 4. And my greatest win for myself was affording for someone to clean my house for $300 every month. It was my greatest gift for myself. Why? Because I got sick and tired of trying to do it on my own with my own capabilities. I sucked. And I did it half-baked because I was always rushing because I had so much on me. I don't know what that is for you. But as I think about this shirt, you know, this shirt has a very simple statement on it. And a couple of months ago in Las Vegas, we were doing an event and all of the attendees got together and they bought this shirt for me. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Because they knew that I wasn't feeling well. And they saw this shirt somewhere on the strip when they went out together. And, they were in Old Vegas or Old Fremont. I was close. And they bought this shirt. And I thought to myself, man, this is really, truly the epitome of being able to do more. And if it wasn't for all of these random tactics and ideas and backdoor thoughts that you've heard me talk about, I don't know that I would have been able to keep do the DTDT alive. That's the truth. Like, I don't know if I would have been able to keep DTDT alive, not just through the seasons, but because we used to run this thing like, not you used to, but do DTDT is like part-time a non-for-profit, you know? And I spent a lot of years building foundation, building people, finding team members before I got into really running the profit and loss statement as it should be ran. I spent a lot of time just giving to people, giving them things, experiences, paying for their flight, doing all types of things. And it's like, man, I didn't do that because we always had an abundance. I did it because I got really savvy with how we spent the dollar and where the dollar went and how we acquired it and what it looked like. So my simple statement is more with more smarter moves with money. That's it. Smarter moves with money. Smarter moves with money. Whether that is you taking time one day a month and filling out for grants, one day a month and filling out for contests that are happening, sweepstakes, one day a month and building or relooking at ways that you can connect your accounts. Because all I do is connect accounts. I don't do anything special. And get cash back or get money back, I should say. Or if it's none of the above and you're like, I just need to be more savvy with what's happening. All I know is that you start today. You have an opportunity. It is like the scariest thing to look at yourself and go, I want more. I actually don't know how to get in any direction. I learned the hard way that it is not going and making more money. It is absolutely by starting to do better with the money that you have, whatever it is, whatever it is. Day one. So day one in this slight conversation, I want to know what you think. I want to know, are you thinking to yourself, well, I never thought of sweepstakes. I never thought of grants. I never thought of .. I've probably made $100,000 in the last 18 months. And I say made, I have acquired, I have deposited whatever number. And these three, five areas that I've given you in the last 18, maybe 20 months, I can attribute probably close to $100,000 if I had to guess. And I say 18 months, it wouldn't have mattered if it was in the last 10 years. I mean, in all honesty, it doesn't matter when or how. It's just the fact that I can go, yes, that worked. Yes, this works. And yes, you can do it. You can do all of them right now. They take no money. It won't cost you any money. It's all about you thinking differently and being smarter with money. Because only then, when you have a foundation that's strong enough to support more, which means you get clearer about dollars and not spending, but just what's happening, it's only then can you really go to the next phase and make more money. That's it. So with that, I say, we are done. I can't wait to hear what you think, which one of these you're trying. And I want to know, as I get ready to teach, what are your questions about money? What are your questions about money? What questions do you have? What thoughts do you have in general? What would you like for me to teach this week? I'm going to be sending this note out to our community and also do a Q&A around money every single morning at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. We'll be live right here. I'll be answering very specific questions. If it's an amazing question, I'm going to tell who the question is from, so that way you get recognition. We can find you. For those of you who are watching and participating, at the end of every day, after you get access to that link and the next steps, we'll be tracking to see who, what, where, when, and how. I am grateful that you are here. Happy Monday. And I thought no better than to talk about what I have the ability and access to do than on this special day. Goodbye from the studio. Goodbye from the studio.
I hope that episode was amazing for you and you are closer to building the damn thing. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts were, what part you loved, and the action that you're going to go take. Because the truth of the matter is that the person who wins is not the person who gets there first. It's the person who takes action first. Now, I've got a gift for you, and it is at www.strappedhustle.com. It is imperative that you run there and you see all types of goodies, starting with the 7 must-haves that you've got to put when telling your story. There is so much deliciousness awaiting for you. I would love nothing more than for you to go ahead and give us a thumbs up and a 5-star review on not just this episode, but this entire series of How Do You Build the Damn Thing? Like always, if there's anything that we can do to make your week, day, or month better, please let us know. And more importantly, I can't wait to see you live. Whether it's at Do the Damn Thing Live or in one of our communities, or maybe you're just hanging out with us on social media. What I know to be true is that I am meant to connect with you somewhere, and I can't wait for that day to happen. And more importantly, I can't wait to see what you built.